أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم تبارك الذي بيده الملك وهو على كل شيء قدير الذي خلق الموت والحياة ليبلوكم أيكم أحسن عملا وهو العزيز الغفور Mr. Commander of our Honorable Sheikh Arif Billah, the Rumi of our time, Hazrat Banana, Sheikh Muhammad Akhtar, Rahimullah, and the case of the Sheikh Muzakara, discussed one sunnah of Hazrat Kabir Kareem, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, before every bayan, so that the sunnah of Rasulullah, Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, can become alive in the Ummah again. The sunnahs are our life wide. To understand the value of sunnahs, one beautiful example of Mawlana Rumi Rahmatullah Ali gives. He says that, so to say, the thorns under the rose complain to Allah Ta'ala that Ya Allah, you made us thorns. And nobody wants thorns in his garden. So when the gardener will come, the garden service, they will draw us out of the garden. Because nobody wants thorns. So to say, unless it went on, I need you on. You don't want. All you do is stay under my roses and nobody will throw you off. As long as you are under my rose, then you will be safe. And when the rose is sold abroad or taken away for sale and whatever the price might be, you will be sold at the price of roses. As a result, those beautiful petals, beautiful colors, beautiful fragrance of the rose, you will be also sold, you will be sold more, but you will be sold at that price. And whoever gives his beloved a rose, you will also be given to them. But if you separate yourself from the roses, then you will have no value. So just like that, we are all thorns. And the sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam are those beautiful roses. As long as we keep ourselves in the sunnah, we will have the value by Allah. Though we are thorns, Allah will give us the value of the roses. But when we separate ourselves, then we will be thrown out of the garden. We have no value. If we separate ourselves from the sunnah, and unfortunately, we are complaining what is happening in Kashmir, what is happening in Syria, what is happening in China, what is happening with in Rangoon, with the Rohingya Muslims, or everywhere Muslims are in difficulty, because we separated ourselves from sunnah. So now we got no value. And like thorns, people trample on them, people just want to get rid of them. Nobody likes thorns, that is what we have done. And as long as the Sahaba, the Awliya, the great people, they stuck with the sunnah, and they held on to the sunnah very firmly, Allah looked after them, because Allah loves the sunnah, Allah gave them also value. And that is in this dunya, in the afterlife, the value will be much, much more. So one great sunnah of Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and so beneficial, and we need it, we can't do without it. Every sunnah is such, one great sunnah, that when we step out of our house, we leave our house to read three simple du'as. And then the malaika, the angels, give us in return three great, great du'as also. And together with that, one great other benefit also. All we have to read, and we all know those du'as. We just have to put it in that order, and remember and read it at that time. May Allah give us tawfiq. The first one, Bismillah. You don't know Bismillah. Every Muslim knows Bismillah. The second, Tawakkal to Allah. Everyone knows Tawakkal to Allah. And the third, La Hawla wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. All those three words, all of us know. Bismillah, Tawakkal to Allah, La Hawla wa La Quwwata Illa Billah. When a person reads that, Allah appears as an angel, Farishta. Immediately there who gives you three du'as in Jizyat. And all three du'as are absolutely essential for all of us. The first one, Mufida. You have been given your protection, your security for the day. But you know we are all worried about security all the time. And when the Parisha, the angel gives us that dua, what doubt can they be in their security? And the second dua he gives, Kufita, your needs for the day will be fulfilled. We leave our home to fulfill our needs. You may buy something, you may do some work, you have got needs. Like on a Sunday, in our environment, we haven't got any needs. Many of us are just at home. You don't see that. When we got our needs, we go to work, we go to shops, we go to offices. So all your needs will be fulfilled. And the third one is so important in many times, Udita. Your scenario for the day has been guaranteed. Today is that time, which we all, we hear also, we mention it also. A person wakes up as a Muslim, and perhaps by the time he sleeps, he has lost his iman. He sleeps at night, he is a Muslim, by the morning. We couldn't understand that before, that you are sleeping, how can you lose your iman? But at night, and today what we hear, all night people are on the phone, people are on what think on the phone, by the morning you have lost your iman. And yet the Parisha gives you the dua. And today it's such a thing also that even involuntarily the way things are going, a person loses his iman. For example, Allah protect us all. I see a message on my phone, it's some joke about women's niqab, for example, ninja or something like that. Some joke about the beard, for example. And I just smile also. I have lost my iman. To make a joke of the smallest thing of our need, a person loses his iman. So today is a very, very dangerous time, and joking has become, make jokes, no problem. And there are billions of things we can make jokes about. But never ever make a joke about anything about me. The smallest of these things, what we regard as the smallest thing about me, don't make any jokes. To make jokes about ulama today is a common thing. The Ali said this, that Ali said this, ulama are fighting among themselves, so making some jokes about it, then you need them with. So this dua of the Parishta, which Masoom and his dua of poor, who knew that your desire for the day is there. And then one great bonanza, one great gift preserve, besides the three dua, the three dua are so great, that Shaitan moves away from. Now you are saved from all the effects of Shaitan. Shaitan doesn't trouble you, he doesn't affect you, because of reading this dua. And every sunnah, and these are just a few that I've mentioned, and a few that we know one that every habit of Allah, how beautiful the ulama have stated. That perhaps you can count all the needs of the three in the world. Who can count them? But perhaps you can count all the particles of sand in the whole world. All the tablets and everywhere. Who can count them? Perhaps you can count all the stars in the sky. But the namath of Allah, nobody can count. They are much more than all this. When all the particles and grains of sand and the leaves of the tree start in the heaven, and the namath are much more than that. So every sunnah, how much of the hikmah, what's been there, how much of benefit it has got, Allah put in our heart, the value of sunnah, and we become dull hearts of sunnah. And we live our lives according to sunnah from morning to night, from birth to death. We make an effort to learn to love every sunnah. Even if we cannot practice it, but in our hearts Allah put the faith, love of every sunnah. And make dua for the sunnah. And one great easy way to get them, read a lot of durood. The more the word you will need, the more the love of sunnah of Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam will come, the more the love of the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will come. And then to learn the sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In the other way, going jama'at 24 hours, how many sunnahs you learn? Stay in the company of the ulama, how many sunnahs? Read the kitabs of our righteous ulama. Instead of going on Google and internet and kitabs there, get the actual kitab and read it of the ulama that we know who are the reliable and authentic ulama. And see how much of sunnahs we will learn. So let the sinners who learn the sin and have caused the most important and that give us all the profit to practice the sin. And then the proper daily, at least to our family, to our friends, and if we can, as fast as we can, in the whole ummah, that the daily sinners, Allah give us all profit in sin. That's in the ayah that I read, and the beginning ayah of Surah Mulk, 29 surahs, the heart and the ring, and there are great virtues of this surah also. It is narrated, a person who will read it every night, he will be saved from the azab of the qabr. And the azab of the qabr is no small. A person is including all alone, not your wife, not your children, not your mother, father, nobody will be with us in the qabr. And our bad deeds, and all of us have got loads and loads of bad deeds. And perhaps we haven't made tawbah of all those bad deeds also. They will turn into terrible adab of Allah in the heart. Huge snakes, pythons, huge scorpions, and all types of adab, and you are in no escape from them. There is no question that you will escape anything. But a person who reads Surah Tabarak and that he every night is going to protect him from the azab of Allah. It isn't a small thing, this is a very great thing. So in a change of 3 or 3.5 minutes or 24 hours, just to get saved from the azab of the qabr and the life of the qabr, they are not going to happen till the day when people will be resurrected. People are already 5,000 years in the qabr, 7,000, 8,000, 10,000 years in the qabr. And the Quran about where Allah gave us all in the azab, how is it possible? And just by reciting Surah Tabarak Allah, so easy. And a person will be protected from the azab in the qabr. Allah give us all the a person who has read Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi and the Islam means Mesha, which is the one Sukhara, between Maghrib and Isha, we get the sawab of the ibadah of Laylatul Qadr. Our whole year we can get Laylatul Qadr. To find Laylatul Qadr in Ramadan, it is a desire of every person. And we hope that I found it, that I make my ibadah from that night, but we don't know what happened. But here the hadith says that on the every night, a person who has been through the Tabarak al-Ladhi and an Islam means Isha, between Maghrib and Isha, he will get the sawab of the ibadat of Laylatul Qadr. And Laylatul Qadr, khayrun min alf shahr, better than 1,000 months, not equal to, better than 83 years and 4 months of ibadat. Allah give us your people. Although Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam said, it is my heart's desire that there is a surah in the Quran that there are 50 ayahs and a surah must be in the heart of every person. In other words, that we can arise. And that Nabi alayhi salatu wa salam referred to the 50 ayahs, there is an indication in there, 30 days in the month. So every month, every day, just learn one ayah for the whole day, only one ayah. Half each student learned 2 pages, 5 pages, quarter sukara also, 1 page, just one ayat a day. And in 1 month we have spent, we know. And we need it at 3 nights, so our group will also be made also that. Our front setup will become easy because we are reading it all the time. In 1 month, all of us can accomplish. And that's your attention. To know the smartphone and all the details, what funny things we have the small, small silver door. Today we see all people also, they know that they learn Surah Tabarak al-Ladhi, what's the problem? And what are the great benefits of it? And that give us all the opportunities. In the Surah Allah Tabarak al-Ta'ala starts with Tabarak al-Ladhi. Barakat Devulullah, blessed is that we barakat all with Allah Ta'ala. Everyone wants barakat. We want barakat in our money. We want barakat in time today, no barakat in time today, no barakat in money today, barakat in our health, barakat in our families, we want everyone. Barakat is exclusive to barakat. If we want that barakat, connect with us. And then you will get that barakat. And along with us. The barakat of Allah Ta'ala is so great. Yet in Malaysia, I don't think that anyone believes God. Are there people who eat dogs? No. I don't think so anyone is lost yet. But when the female of a dog gives birth, you know how many does she give birth at the time? Six, eight, and then like that. And nobody eats them. So what are the logic for this? And we know the dog is a dog. And we use bad words for it also. They don't go privately in a bedroom to bring you whatever they do. They are on the road, they are busy all the time. And how many little puppies are being born? The whole of man, the whole world should be infested with dogs. All the time. And nobody eats them. The other animals also don't eat the dogs. We don't eat dogs also. So the whole place is infested. Yes, we eat goats, we eat sheep. And when they give birth, how many at a time? One, two at the most. That is all. And how many are slaughtered every day? And just end with just small excess of something good function. And so many sheep are slaughtered, so many goats are slaughtered. Any boy completed his street hour. Any for this very big hour. They just came and asked for the third big hour. We will give the entire big hour. And or how many goats and sheep are being eaten? So there should be no sheep and for that for money that has come. And everywhere, every street corner now, they are selling goats and they are making for money, they are making for and Nina and Boston. And many other places in the world, how many sheep are slaughtered? How many goats? There should be no, not scarcity, there should be no goats then, but following the command of Allah, Allah puts back that. So there is more than enough sheep and goats. Any one person with all men, apart from being, he made some judgment, which was wrong, not according to Sharia. He said that he had 19 camels. So he said, half of my camels must give to my wife. Not according to Sharia, he's wrong. The Sharia, the woman is the one. And a quarter of it, half must give to my wife, a quarter of it, you must give to my son. And one fifth of it, you must give to my daughter. And he died. He left 19 camels. So, and he made one condition. You mustn't slaughter any camel. All must remain intact. You must keep all those camels. And the half of 19 is? 9.5. You don't have to wait to take out our score. So much for our brains are working. The whole object of all the calculations and the phones and the TVs and the microscopes and all that is to make our brains numb. That we don't think one bit for ourselves. That's our thinking also. That we have become so lazy every day. We don't even press the button anymore. We want just everything to happen. So anyway, half of it is 9.5. And then quarter of 19, now we have to talk. Right? Now we have to take out the calculation. Four and something. And how much? 4.75. And the fourth of 19, that's even more. Right? So anyway, there are questions more. But he said you mustn't slaughter at all. All the big shots of the town, the big academics and the big professors sitting with the problem. The same guy, he had this, so he made this for 3 years, and now how is it? 6 months they can't solve it. One Maulana was passing, they say, Maulana, we got some work. I said, I think of time, I have to go to prayer, I have to save people from Jannah, I have to take them to Jannah, I have to tell them, teach them about me. They say, the dean was always deep, yeah, I got that, no problem. What's your problem? This is our problem. This man made this was here, 19 camels, half to the wife, quarter to the son, one fourth to the daughter, and said, make no flesh. He said, why are you wasting my life? There's no problem here. You see, 6 months is that all the top people are sitting. The big accountants are sitting, and we can't solve it. He says, no problem. Take my camel and join me. Now, how many are there? 20. Half of 20? 10. And quarter of 20, 5. Stand the size, 15. And one fourth of 20, 4. 15 and 4, 19. And you just discover them away. The whole problem is that 7 months got more. Instead of 9.5, you got 10. Instead of 4.5 or something, they got 5. Everyone got more, and you took it. So in giving, and this is what our dean is, give. And to give, you don't have to have money. You don't have to have a hand also. Your hand is cut also. You can, what you need, what I need, what your needs is a heart. You see, what a heart of things I want to give. I got that. But I want to give what you are. See for yourself, because before you know what is will come and you will give. We just need a heart. And if we open our heart and then see that we have that human force. See, our human is very small, but we haven't got the courage to do something. To give also and to do also. Somebody needs help today, we don't want to go forward and help the person. You just go, I can't do it. It's impossible. But you go and then help is there behind you. But we must just have this thing. There's a beekeeping world, there's a widow there, there are some orphans there. Just have that in our heart and help them. And see how Allah will make you the means. It will be a level territory, and you will be. So it's not that we have to be weak. We don't have to have adventure. We need the heart and that heart. And that is all when we connect with them, that the heart. Very precious is that peace. The only requirement is we have to connect with the heart. And we have to give a good. And why won't there be barakat in the hand of Allah when the entirety of prayer, everything is just in the hand of Allah? Allah hasn't got a hand barakat. He has a full control. Like you say, it's in my hands. I control that. Everything is in the hands of Allah. We just have to connect with Allah. And our meaning is there for us to connect with. Our namaz is to connect with Allah. Sunnah to connect with Allah. Connect with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, from there connect with Allah. Our whole thing is to connect with Allah. The minute we do that, all that barakah which is in Allah's hand, it will come. Allah will do it. Allah will do it. Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullah is very great Uzzurra. He says that a person makes dua and see what Allah Ta'ala hasn't given the person. Pick up our heads in front of us and clean our hands. What do we see? What numbers are there in our hands? Which numbers are there? 81 and 18. That is what so? 99, the 99 names of Allah. And in other words, Allah gave us the keyboard. Right? You got the switchboard, keyboard. You press this button, that light goes on. You press this button, that change opens. You press this, this happens. Allah gave it all in our hands, all his hands in our hands. And when we make dua to Allah, then by the barakah, that the wasu of your Mubarak name is a king. And then ask Allah to Allah. And certain names of Allah are so better. Ya Sukur, Ya Qudus, Ya Fakur, Ya Wujud. Take the names and ask Allah and see what Allah. So Allah gave the keyboard in our hands. It is yes, now you want the whole keyboard. Now you want Shifa? Ya Shah. You want Rosi? Ya Raza. You want Hidayat? Ya Hadi. You want Barakat? Everything Allah is here. So Dr. Abdul Hay Arifi Rahmatullah Ali says, when a mu'min, this person who has got connection with Allah, in whose hands the entirety of the rest of life, when you pick up your hands, the world is in your hands. The world is under your hands. You are there now, you are on top, you can take what you want. You just have to take from all the remedy of Allah. You have to take good. Everything is in Allah's hand. Allah has given it to every person. Non-Muslim also has got the 99. It's just that you become a Muslim. But La ilaha illallah, make connection with Allah. And now bear what Allah and take from Allah. So our barakah is Allah Ta'ala. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٍ Everything is in the hands of Allah. Not only that, Allah has qudrat over everything. Allah is over. Allah's qudrat is over the impossible. What is 100% impossible for us, for Allah is nothing. Means I shall look in nothing. I am a thing that my problem can never be solved. Nobody can solve my problems. But for Allah is nothing. Not even like what you say, a joke. It means nothing to Allah. You are Allah fully shaming Fadir. Just being in a few exceptions. I'm going all the details who can put for you the details. But the few aspects of Allah's Sutra that this whole world is a round shape. Oh, round, the world is round. So the people who are on the top of the world and in the north, when they are walking, their legs are at the bottom. You can understand that the head on top, the muscles, the springs that are moving, the wheels are at the bottom, and the body of the muscles, the springs are on top. It's quite understandable. But the people at the bottom of the world, in the south, where are their legs? The legs are on top, and the limbs at the bottom. The muscles that are moving in the cars and the train, they use on top. But any time we heard that in Cape Town and the south in the world, anywhere, that these people are walking upside down, that is how it is. Or the people on the sides, the east and the west, they are walking sideways. But never, Allah's Qudra, to see it like that, but Allah shows in the heart. That is the great Qudra of Allah. If there was a little bit of difficulty in understanding that, take another simple example that Wahu Allah Kulli Shaykhin Fadi, Wafi Han Tusikum Hakadah Tusikum. Why don't you look in yourself and see the great Qudrat of Allah? For example, just one joint, there are 360 joints in the body. And Nabi Alayhi Salatu Wa Salaam said, perhaps you can understand it today, that gives Salah up for every joint, every day. Somebody is loading something in their car, you have to give them a hand, that is the same Muslim. You see somebody having some difficulty, mashallah, they don't think, not second thought, they don't think, they just question they can help the person. But we look to understand that that is you mustn't do that. That's what we make a difference. You become so holy, you only stop and let you help somebody. But that's the time you can help. So that is also sadaqah. All of this is sadaqah. So sadaqah we should give for every joint of the body. Now take, we know people, proper people got knee replacement has become a common thing today. Hip replacement has become a common thing today. People got problems that we have. Has anyone heard about the elbow disease? That anybody has to have an elbow disease? Okay. And this elbow, we are using all the time. This joint here, all the time. If there wasn't this joint, imagine you driving. Now you can't hold your steering like this. You have to hold it like this. Okay. That's anything you want to do, eating for example. If there wasn't this joint, then your head was straight like this. And all these joints are perfect. No mouth, no arthritis, no nothing. And you got your food in your fingers. Try and bring the food to your mouth. Or try and take your mouth to the food. If you are not shy, you can try something out. And if you are shy, go home and eat. But don't eat in front of your wife. The wife of this, my husband came back home, the young one said, this is your husband. And they said, which one of us is making some shadow or what? Go in the bathroom and lock the door. And say she sleeps from somewhere, switch off the lights on. And the whole night cries and take your finger to your mouth without the joint, keeping it straight. But take your mouth to the finger. And join all the time you are doing it. All the time. When eating, we use it all the time. And for driving, we use it. For everything, we use it. Never ever greeting and pointing the hitter. For others 15,000 kilometers, 6 months, you need to have pointing and greeting. Servicing, no sir, no incident. Never gets worn off. Oh, never use it. And what if you make sure you have to keep that up. And if we start giving our sadaqah, inshallah, all the knee replacement and hip replacement, Allah will protect us from it. So we should give our sadaqah and changes. So this is the Qudrat of Allah. And how many other things in humans, in humans? One time, one family member was in the hospital. And I came with the kid. Just as I came to the door of his ward, he young son, very young man, he ran to me and showed me, Mahana, my father today, first time he paid for his own sins. All of us now, I'm sure we all did our deal, we all paid for our own. But if you think of it, that's a merit of Allah. And perhaps we all know there's somebody in our family, somebody we know who can't be able to feed them. And when somebody else feeds you, it can be your wife, it can be your daughter, your mother, and with great love, but nobody can feed you how you eat yourself. You want that little piece of mutton, you want that little vegetable, you want that little potato, and you put it in your mouth and exactly now, you know, this is Judy, it's gone, now you put it in. Otherwise, they are putting it here, now you have to keep them up, and you also getting worried, you can't eat properly. And to eat ourselves, what they can do. Then I went to him and said, he left it in one day this week. And he said, Mahana, first time I can miss my day. And we all came here now, we know, pressing the flesh, pressing the plate, everything, we walk, we came here, and we hardly thought of it as a damage of us. And when the outflow of damage of God, that was so hard. If you put all of you together, trying to count one damage of Allah, Allah says, all of you together, you cannot. And what shukr do we make? And how much shukr do we make? We make our namaz, that's a great shukr. We know some people have to say something here, unhappy, but we should, we need to go, we need to do this. And those who are sitting on chairs also in their heart, we also should make this. Our day should be on the ground. All of us, and that protects all, make it easy for all of us, that still more we can put our day on the ground for us, we can make our food, our pizza, so much to go to the shame in us. And how great is Allah? Allah created a thing like mortal is a creation of Allah. And on Qiyamah Day, everything will be done, people of Jannah in Jannah, people of Jannah in Jannah, mort will be slaughtered. And now no more mort after that. People who are in Jannah, forever in Jannah, people in Jannah, Allah protect us all, our progeny, our family, us, everyone, they will be forever. So, mort is a creation of Allah. Life is a creation of Allah. And that is Allah for the our life also, Allah, we did not create ourselves. We haven't come here of our choice. We don't believe of our choice. Our coming is in the control of Allah. Our going is in the control of Allah. Our whole life is in the control of Allah. But stupid we are that I control. Therefore, I'm controlling this whole. I control the masjid. I control my organization. I control my business. I control this. We can't control ourselves. A cardiologist, had a meeting, international meeting, and the one who was the most senior in the whole world, they chose him as the president of that meeting. And he died in that meeting of a heart attack. With all the cardiologists, his own heart, one famous cardiologist, Muslim, very pious, righteous, went down to do a heart operation, and he himself died of a heart problem. At that moment he died. So nothing is in our hands. وَهُوَ عَلَىٰ كُلِّ شَيْءٍ قَدِيرٌ الَّذِي خَلَقَ الْمَوْتَ وَالْحَيَاةَ. And all this, why did Allah do it? لِيَبْلُوَكُمْ أَيُّكُمْ أَحْسَنُ عَمَلًا. To test you, who amongst you will do the best of amal. We are that didn't do this to see who's got the most beautiful house, whose garden is the best, who owns the best car, who travels the most, who eats the most, who is the fastest runner, who can score so many goals, who can hit so many sixes. Allah didn't create us for any of those things. Allah created us to see who of you do the best of amal, and the criteria of amal, good amal, is the sunnah of Rasulullah. Who comes from that level and passes there that you're in this life. And when I have written the explanation of this, who of you but the best, perfect, complete, brave, and perfect person? Is that person who depends on eternity. not that person who prepared for what we went to Dubai, for example, Saudi, anywhere to work to make money, that we can make what money there. And we made a lot of money there, and we didn't send any of the money back home. And we knew, I worked 10 years, I made a lot of money, and I had to send it home. But we left it all behind there. That is a stupid person. A person who lived deeply there, just on the basis, and sent all his money back home. Whether in India, Pakistan, or wherever it was. He sent his money back home, and now he is, so to say, retired, and he is doing the job. That is just an example, I admit, that is what no reality is. The young person who is not brave to send for us, who sent every moment, that is what we hear from. That we are, and then it's given us the time to prepare for that. Not because it's sent for the world. That when we die, a person, one king, who made five kings, he made a procedure when I die, put my head out of my coffin, out of my janaza. So that the world can see that I own the whole world when I was in the world. But now I am bringing my product, I'm going empty, with nothing whatsoever. Who went to work? I was there saying, Allah never told Jibreel alayhi salam or any angel that my brother has really left his mansion. He has so many shops, he has so many old times, he has so many white fields, he has so much. And he left them, he puts all that working in his heart. Nothing of that sort. So a wise person, an intelligent person, is prepared for that. The children and life of the after, and that he didn't give us all the brain, that we spend our time, we spend our potential, which has given us everything for the sake of his dream and for the creation of after. And the other one from Asra from Asra Aru, they are at Asra. That who of you are eager and are fast in fulfilling the commands of Allah. We don't even tell you when the master has come. Before Azan time of him, he got watches, and he will watch on everything that you watch. All the time, use it for the benefit. Well, before Azan, we are prepared, we are coming to the masjid all the time. And for everything before time we are preparing. We are preparing for our mort before time. Everything what we have to do, we prepare. A person is usually punctual on things. There's everything. We're very punctual for namaz. We are always wishing one rakat. We are wishing two rakat. This is the place where we should be working. Easily we are doing. Our zakat, we don't delay. Hajj has become for us, no delay in our hajj. We made niyat of going in Jamaat, don't delay. We made our niyat go now. For all good causes, it came in my thought, in my mind, that I must have these orphans out, don't delay now. Quickly, please. Whatever good work we want to do, don't delay in doing it. That is a person, that is what the guy says to us. Hey, niyat of what we are, you are from, hey, you from our house, alhamdulillah. And Allah has given us all this and put us here to test us who is it who stays the most away from the haram which are blessed. And all the haram things, we totally stay away from. Haram also, and today one big haram is wasting of time. Time is a great amanat of Allah. It is a great qudrat of Allah that Allah created time, that He has given us time. When his age was about 75, he worked it out so many months, he worked it out so many days, Allah has given me, what did I do in this time? How did I spend this time? So time is a great amount. A person can lose his mind and can regain it again. And such a good example to give, Allah to save us all. A person can lose his iman also, and he becomes mu'min again. He accepts iman again. But time, you cannot get back. Time that is gone, nobody's time can come back. Every day that drives, the sun drives, Malaika say that this day will never come back to your life. Do whatever good you can do for this day. But today we are doing all wrong things in this time. We are filling it up with filth and dirt and weeds and all the fuller things on our gunas, the fuller gunas. Let not time go empty. Let not time go to sport and kuffar sport and games and all this on the phones, etc. Wasting our time on phones, unnecessary. WhatsApp all the time, any small thing. One message, I got red shoes on. So what you got to do then? You would got red shoes on there. What is what? Wasting of time. This is haram. It isn't just that it is haram. To waste time is matters of Allah. Allah forgive us all. We are all in the same boat. The amount of time we have wasted, the amount of time we are wasting. And we think it's just like passing time. Our Shaykh said it very beautifully. A person passes time, doesn't pass time, he saves time. We choose one, and you have to pass time with Ramadan. Ramadan, even like that one level, how many buddhas? They ask how much ibadah to make in Ramadan, they say there is no more time for us. Our whole day is Ramadan. Every moment is filled up with time, we can do something. In fact, when we sleep also, make us need it for replenishing ibadah. Don't think your ibadah and your sleep as that part of your life about one third of a person's life. Or perhaps more is both in sleep. And if you don't make that clear, we didn't gain, we didn't do it. Make this clear, young man, sleeping, so that I can do your ibadah for. And then that whole sleeping will be also repetitive, great, great ibadah. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us this time to your dua from thank you from Ahsan of Amada, who are Aziz and Ghafoor. And Allah ta'ala is Aziz, the most powerful, the one who has got full control, Al-Qadir ala kulli shay. That he has got qudrat over everything, and he is Al-Ghafoor, the most forgiving also. And to understand this, our Shaykh gives a beautiful example. He says the fox in the jungle, if it had killed the lion one day, when the lion was running and he slept on the fox leg or something, and the fox said to the lion, no problem, here I forgive you. What's the value of that forgiveness? What can the fox do for the lion? The lion is not even one samosa of the breakfast of the lion. The fox is not even one samosa for the breakfast of the lion. What can the fox do? But one day the fox was running, and he swept the lion on the lion, and the lion said, forgive that you have to make other. What does the lion? So Allah says, I forgive you. Make other that Allah is so great, and Allah has to take up stars to task for the wrong that we are seeing with our eyes. None of us will have eyes. Because Allah should take us to task for the wrong we are thinking with our brain. We should have been worse than yet. If Allah has to take us to task for the wrong that we walk with our day, none of us, we should have been paralyzed, we should have been damaged, nothing of our wishing conscience. With our heart, all the only things we think about, thinking low about people and humiliating people, all that, what should be our heart? The demons of the world, the most great, he is Halim, he is Kareem, he is Wadud, he is Jutta, and he is there for forgiveness. And he is asking you for it. He is telling us asking for forgiveness. And he promises you ask for forgiveness and I will forgive you. And when you forgive, then he says, Yusri Sama Alaikum Israel, for you give from the Amwal and Wadani, for you make Alaikum Jannat and Anhara, Ma Alaikum Lat and Rachul and Fidati Wafara. I will do everything for you. Why aren't you coming back to me? Why aren't you? Oh, what a love. So powerful, he is full right that one mistake he makes and he destroys us. But he's you said, Bella, please, come back, ask me for forgiveness. I will forgive you, I will do everything. Allah is not stopping. This is the whole effort of the Prophet Muhammad, of the Santa, of the ulama, that we all make Jawma. We are complaining about the rain and about the hot heat, etc. All we have to do is make Jawma and Istighfar. And then Allah promises that he sets the train in the country. Good things, beneficial things he will say. We deserve to. But what we do, the opposite. Now we are all happy, divine in our business for others. Just to make a few coppers and to make some people happy, we for their idol worship, we say happy for us. And then now the Greek balls are coming, and now all the parties of the officers and Greek businesses, and what and what, how many of our young girls, they're trying to make decisions, and in one night of the Greek balls, a whole life is changed. Unwanted pregnancy, unwanted struggle after that, what and what is going to happen? Allah made it to come to our senses. And as parents, we want to learn who got 7 or 8 distinctions. Somebody met a father, she made a statement, she didn't get one distinction, but if she would listen to him. She got 8 distinctions, but she's not prepared to listen to the father in anything. She said, what are distinctions? One medical doctor wants to take his baby, takes his baby son, a doctor, took him to a university. And he saw the environment of the campus after he had studied after so many years. He said, I must pay for my son to go to put him into Jannah. He said, I'm not prepared to do it. Today we are worried of our children. We are worried of our girls. And that is given the protection of the home. But we take them out and put them in the fire of Jannah. And we say, what is what the future will be? We put in them into Jahannam, and we say, I'm very worried what will happen to my daughter. Very worried what will happen to my son. And Rosie is in no degree. Rosie is in nothing in the hand of Allah. Allah gives whom He wants to. And they are enough professors, and enough people with how many degrees behind their name, but they got no job. There is no degree, they can't earn the 2 rotis for the day for them. And there are enough people who can't make a signature, but they are multimillionaires. It is all rosy, it is nothing else but in the hands of Allah. Our way is our iman. Hey, our iman is that our rosy is in degree, our iman is that our rosy is in university, or our iman is that Allah is the giver of the rosy. Hey, how many of us sitting here, our parents have actually went to spend as one? And what businesses they have, and how much work they need, and we have done everything, and we are still short all the time. Anyway, Allah give us tawfiq to understand the purpose of our life, make our connection with Allah, get the barakah from Allah, and Allah is prepared and make tawbah, and to turn to Allah, that is me tawfiq, we are all just pursuing me, and with little time before our eyes close, that man brought me his journey, oh Allah, he said to me that, لعلي أعرض صالحا فيما تركت كلا إنها كلمة هو قائلها ومن ورائهم برزخ إلى يوم القيامة. So the day of the answer, the prayer of the Prophet, Allah give us tawfiq, Allah guide us to righteousness, for that, connect with the ulama, connect with the righteous people, come to Masjid, encourage people from the mosque, and let us take deen in our lives, and just associate with non-Muslims. How much is necessary only to get a spend for business, for work, etc. But don't make them our bosom friend or any non-Muslim. Don't have that connection. Allah doesn't like it. And perhaps it appears they were called with Allah of Allah is coming. One major factor was too much connection with the non-Muslims. In and out of our houses, in and out of our lives, their lifestyle became our lifestyle. We live like them, we do everything like them. And that doesn't matter. When He gave us the perfect model of the Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and we associate Him with His people, Allah doesn't like them. And so Allah gives us a rock that we can come right. Where Allah has made it that we come to righteousness, to come to our senses before it is too late. والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين اللهم إنا السلام ومنك السلام تباركت يا ذا الجلال والإكرام سمعنا وأطعنا غفرانك ربنا وإليك المصير اللهم ربنا آتنا في الدنيا حسنة وفي الآخرة حسنة وقنا عذاب النار اللهم مغفرتك أوسع من ذنوبنا ورحمتك أرجى عندنا من أعمالنا اللهم لا تخزنا فإنك بنا عالم ولا تعذبنا فإنك علينا قادر اللهم اكفنا في تيسير كل عسير فإن تيسير كل عسير عليك جزيل ونسألك اليسر والمعافاة في الدنيا والآخرة اللهم أرنا الحق حقا وارزقنا اجتماعا ورأينا الباطل باطلا ورزقنا اجتنابا. اللهم إنا نسألك من خير ما أرسلك منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم، ونعوذ بك من شر ما استعاذ منه نبيك سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم. وأنت المستعان وعليك البلاء، ولا حول ولا قوة إلا بالله العلي العظيم. وصلى الله تعالى على خير خلقه سيدنا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون، وسلام على المرسلين.